Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Box jellyfish have been in the news. Just over a week ago, another Singapore swimmer was bitten by a box jellyfish, the most venomous sea creature, from what I am told. On the line with us now, Su Yu, the founder of Marine Stewards Singapore, and Jade Dyson, a box jellyfish survivor. Good morning, ladies. Welcome to the show.
Morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you both on. And Su, why don't we start with you and Marine Stewards Singapore. Tell us a little bit about the box jellyfish. What do we know about it?
So at this point, we actually have very little information. The first sighting that we got was in early July, and we reported that to researchers and also government agencies. So ever since then, we have been kind of on the lookout to try to see, get more sightings and get more information on them.
And we're told that we've seen them. They've been seen around 1 degree 15 in Sentosa Cove, around Tuas, Lazarus Island. And also in
Palawan
Beach, yeah, in Sentosa, correct?
Yeah, that's right. So they've been spotted in a few different places. Again, you know, there's not so much we know about it in terms of which species they are, you know, what kind of numbers they are occurring in. So it's just something to be aware about.
Sure. And this four-year-old girl, it was last Friday, the 17th, was reportedly stung at that beach in Sentosa and you know, survived and is recovering. So we do know that there has been that issue. And on the line with us as well is Jade Dyson, who was stung in March. Jade, tell us about that experience for you.
I was pretty unlucky because I was swimming as opposed to wading in the water. I got stung from, you know, my wrist to my shoulder and then from my hip all the way down to my knee. And unfortunately, when you're stung to that extent, not only do you have to deal with the pain, but you have to deal with the toxins, the level of toxin that enters your body. So for me, that meant, you know, I was immediately in extreme pain, and very quickly I became essentially paralyzed because of how my muscles all completely spasmed. Breathing became difficult. I was about 400 meters off the beach. I was sort of doing a 25-kilometer swim, so we were trying to, you know, stay away from people and just get our training swim done. And I was very lucky that morning I'd made two very important decisions, and that was one, to not swim alone, and the second was to wear a safety flotation buoy. I was able to, yeah, hold on to that and slowly make my way to shore.
And Jay, just for the benefit of our listeners, this was at East Coast Beach,
right? It was. East Coast Park.
Do you remember which area in particular? Or?
Yeah, it was essentially out the front of the National Sailing Club. Yeah, I'd started at the Aloha Sports Centre, and there's a jetty there, Bedok Jetty, and a lot of people fish off that jetty. So what we'd done is swum around the jetty to avoid the fishermen.
Oh.
And then we'd sort of stayed on that heading as we went further towards the airport. And it was,
And Sue,
not an enjoyable experience.
And Sue, obviously your conservation group, which I admire, the Marine Stewards, you issued a public advisory last Saturday to warn people not to swim at Sentosa, Lazarus Island and St. John's Island, which I have swum at all three, one of which quite recently with my daughter. But it's important, Sue, isn't it, not to maybe get too hysterical or create a panic about it. It's just to really raise awareness. Would that be fair?
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, in all likelihood, the chances of getting stung, I'm really sorry what happened to Jade, but it's pretty low likelihood that you get stung at this point. Put out the advisory just to keep people aware about it. You know, we don't want people to be overly fearful. And Parks, National Parks, which is the government agency, has also put out their official advisory, which is to alert people as to the sightings of the box jelly and what to do in case you see one or if you get stung.
Sue, is this a creature that is sort of native to Singapore, or is it something that has just more recently been seen in Singapore waters for some reason?
It hasn't been very common. So they have been sighted as far back as the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
And there were recorded sightings in 2013 and 2016, but not as often as we're seeing, you know, this month. So it's something that, you know, is getting a lot of attention.
And on that point, Sue, you're with the Marine Stewards. This may be attributable to climate change. Is that correct, that ocean warming, changes to currents are moving species like the box jellyfish out of their traditional or their established habitat, if you like, and increasing their natural distribution globally, moving the likes of the box jellyfish closer to us in Singapore? Would that be fair? Is that something you're seeing with this species and others?
Yeah, I think there's a school of thought where kind of warming oceans and with climate change that might cause jellyfish to bloom more. But at this point, you know, personally, you know, I've spoken to some marine biologists and researchers. There's just so little that is known about them in Singapore and even this part of this world. Like, it's something that they're just coming to terms with and starting to do as much research as possible on them to find out more. So there's, you know, yeah, we don't know conclusively everything about the species.
And Jade, bringing you back in, as someone who survived a box jellyfish sting, maybe just a little bit of detail of what you did after you had been stung. Yeah. So heaven forbid anyone listening, they know what to do.
So I didn't get it quite right because I, coming from Australia, I knew of box jellyfish. And for a lot of the marathon swims I did, I'd done a lot of research into box jellyfish. Hmm. But I just had never heard of them in Singapore, so I wasn't sure right away that that's what it was. And I had plenty of people around me on the beach telling me, no, it couldn't possibly be a box jellyfish. But I've since spoken to researchers in Australia because there's obviously they're quite common in the northern part of Australia. Mm. And what they suggested was the number one thing you want to do is get the tentacles off, because the box jellyfish, they drop their tentacles on you and they stick to your skin. So number one is to get those off as quickly as possible. One good way to do that is using sand if you're on the beach. Then what you want to do from there is get into hot water. Traditionally, they recommend vinegar. Vinegar can be used to help get the tentacles off, but based on the researchers that I've spoken to, they've said hot water is your best bet for neutralizing the toxin. And speaking from experience, I was in excruciating pain for hours before I found out to get in hot water.
Oh.
And it immediately relieved my pain. Like, no drugs don't work. Nothing would work for me except for getting in hot water. So I think vinegar and hot water are kind of probably the two recommended courses of treatment. But then particularly in children, or if you've been stung heavily, you know, getting to a hospital as quickly as possible, because you've got a window of time there where things can go wrong.
Yeah, they say most of the sting casualties, if they are going to succumb to it, if they're going to die, it's from cardiac arrest.
Correct.
That happens. Yep. So you would want to be in an area where somebody could assist you with that. And one of the other misnomers is, you know, some people say urine, you know, you got to pee on the jellyfish sting to get rid of it. But apparently that is not the right thing to do. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, correct. Much to my husband's disappointment.
Yeah. We've all seen that friend. We've all seen that Friends episode. It's got a lot to answer for, that Friends episode.
Well, you know, again, Jay, we don't want to make light of your pain.
But
you know, certainly we are happy that you were able to get help right away. And bringing back to Suya, coming back to the marine stewards in Singapore, as you look at this species and others, as we're looking around the waters in Singapore, what are we seeing? Are we seeing a change, a positive, negative change in the types of sea life that we are seeing around the waters here? Has anything been changing recently?
Apart from the jellyfish, I think that's probably the one that has, you know, is the most interesting at the moment. I wouldn't call it positive or negative, because really, you know, this is their home, you know, and we're the ones who are kind of in the water, and you know, this is their habitat.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's just something, you know, for people to look out for. And any information at this point, if you see one, contact NPARKS. You know, it's all of this information is very useful to them towards the research, so that we can understand more about their behavior.
And Sue, there was anecdotal evidence that during the circuit breaker, we did see a slight increase in marine life as our sea life went a bit quieter in terms of human activity. There were sightings of dolphins, I believe, and even maybe dugongs, if I'm not wrong. The turtles, I know, flourished. Did you see anything of that yourself during the COVID lockdown period?
So we have a community of people who are really interested in the blue environment and being stewards of our marine environment. One of the observations we got was that when circuit breaker first lifted, some people were catching more fish than usual.
Mm.
I think that's because after a few months of not fishing, you know, fish, firstly, they grow bigger, they might come closer to shore. So that was one of the things that we observed. The dugong one was, someone thought they saw a dugong, but we spoke to researchers at length and we watched that video dozens of times, but it's really not likely to be a dugong.
Ah, so a case of mistaken dugong identity. How many times we've heard that story?
I'm always, every time I'm out, I'm mistaking things for dugongs. It happens all the time. I can't move for dugongs.
Excited. Yeah, I was ready to go.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, we want to say thank you to Su Ye, the founder of Marine Stewards Singapore, and also to Jay Dyson for being on the show and talking to us today, specifically about jellyfish, box jellyfish. And we hope that everybody will stay safe out there. And if you do see something, please get in touch with the National Environment Agency. Ladies, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much
for having us.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.